This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats continue barking up the wrong tree, but that's just who they are. What is that buzz? I got a buzz coming through here. Can you guys hear that? Yeah, it's strange. Anyway, Democrats are going to be Democrats no matter what, and they have decided that they want to continue to go after Trump's taxes. They are in the throes of what is going to be the thing that brings them down. And so they're still grasping at straws. And it doesn't matter who's in the way. It doesn't matter. There's nothing that can derail them except for the truth to come out about what they've been up to. That's how things are going to have to come out. And before I even get into that, because Comey is definitely in big trouble, the entirety of the Democratic Party is in big trouble, including the D.C. swamp rats, something we've talked about, but things that provide a bit more clarity I'm going to talk about today. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But before we get into that, I want to talk about these rockets that have been launched at Israel and the Democrats' noticeable silence yet again on a scourge that's happening in this country, in the world rather, not in America, but in the world. Anti-Semitism that has been growing and growing and growing, this pro-Islam, pro-Muslim movement that has been growing and growing and growing, and it's just flatly a cancer. Again, if Muslims were like the Amish, you know, and it was a religion where people, I don't care what you practice, unless your religion is meant to enslave and kill people and dehumanize women and children and whatever else, then I have a problem. I don't consider that a religion. I consider that a cult. And I also consider it such because if you leave it, they want to kill you. That is the definition of a cult. If you leave something and they go after you, then you've got a problem. You can leave. Look, I left the Baptist religion, if you want to put it into these little sectors or whatever sections. I left the Baptist religion, became a non-denominational. The Baptists aren't out to get me. Nobody wants my head. Anyway, Dove Hykind tweeted this. After more than 500 rockets were fired by Hamas terrorists at Israel, killing four, not a single Democratic candidate for president has issued a statement or said a word on it. Shame on the Democrats, the whole lot of them. Worse than that, two Democratic congressmen, Omar and Tlaib, both praised Palestine, which doesn't even exist, but the people who shot the rockets over to Israel, they praised them, saying that Israel deserved it. I don't know of anybody who deserves to have rockets launched at them and to be killed. Now, what was so cool is Israel came out with a precision strike. Oh, my gosh. And I'm talking about they filmed. I don't know who was doing its surveillance, but they filmed that rocket coming in into the middle of town, hitting the car of the person who's helping to finance this whole thing or whatever. I watched it the other day with glee because people that are waging war, that are trying to kill other people when, you know, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. When that occurs, you're not going to get any sympathy out of me. I find it appalling, though, that we live in a time where there's such a double standard can exist. The double standard of, hey, where's, you know, Donald Trump's taxes, which is not a requirement for him to have it, but where's Barack Obama's birth certificate? And we didn't get his birth certificate, supposedly got his birth certificate, until years after he was, you know, president. Where's the double standard? The double standard of, oh, Barack Obama's so smart, but he seals all of his records, and the Democrats don't say, wow, he's, you know, let's get his records. Let's prove to you that he is really smart. But I can guarantee you, if Donald Trump were bragging about how smart he was and he didn't have the records to back it up, they would have figured out a way to get Barack Obama, in this case Trump, it would have gotten Trump's records. But they would have, in other words, if let me put it a different way. If Barack Obama were a Republican running, they would have gotten his records. They would have had his birth certificate. They would have had his school records. They would have had his dental records. They would have had his everything. We'd know all about him. It's a double standard, and it's sickening. It's time that we end it. It's time that we, say to these people, look, no more. We're not going to let this happen anymore. We got a lot to talk about today. We've already talked about crime stats. Earlier, I covered Tiger Woods and his Medal of Freedom, which caused the Democrats to have a conniption. Well, it's like, what don't they complain about? You look in the news, it's either you look at the world through good, through the eyes of, okay, you know there's bad going on in the world. If you want to look for it, it's out there. There's horrible stuff going on in the world. It's a shame. It's pathetic. And you know what we do? We work very hard every day to isolate ourselves from the bad. You don't live, unless you're crazy, you don't move into a bad neighborhood. You work to get out of a bad neighborhood. You work to get out of a bad job situation. You work to do things to make life just a hair easier, because you know things are going to be difficult. Life is going to deal you blows. Lord knows, in my family, we've had massive blows in the last 3 months. I haven't said a word. Actually, I take that back. It's been 5 months. New Year's Eve is when it started. Haven't complained, haven't said a word. When I talk about, I'm talking about life-changing things. You want to know why? Because you look for the things that are going, you just say, that's life. One of my relatives fell down the stairs and became a quadriplegic and is now in the care of my family. And you know what everybody did? We said, that's just the way it goes. Started rehab, started the progress. Luckily, she's got feeling back, so eventually probably will walk again. But I'm just saying, it completely threw a monkey wrench in everything that happens. And nobody complained. Because that's how we are. Anyway, as I said earlier, we got Comey on the hot seat. We got a lot of other things to talk about. We talked about socialism and a host of other stuff. Amnesty potential for some of these people to get them to talk. It's going to be good news for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time, or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Chinese play the long game. That's what most of the Asian countries do. They understand that the United States is built on short minutes in time. Small increments of time. Not minutes, but increments. Asians have a different outlook. That culture's been around for thousands of years, and they understand it. And they also understand us. And so they see how we can just be moved from moment to moment, person to person. We're easily influenced, but they are not nearly like, they're not anywhere close to that. They stay the course. It's been bred in their culture, DNA, and we can learn something from it. So anyway, Donald Trump is in the midst of a trade war, but it's funny because I always look back at the idea that we're in a trade war, that we're losing $700 to $800 billion a year, over $350 billion of it to the Chinese, and people say we're in a war. Yeah, we are. We're a war we've been losing for decades, and it's a war that it is impossible for us not to win, unless let's say it was rice for the sake of discussion, and it was a staple in the United States, and that's the only place you could get it, and we had to have it. Then we could lose the war. But anything China can get to us, we can get for ourselves. You can't lose that war. Would it cost a little more? Maybe. But in the scheme of things, in terms of the economic lifespan of a product or a service, the answer is no. It's easier to get something from somebody in America than it is overseas. No matter how low they manufacture it cost-wise, et cetera, by the time you look at the time differential, the shipping, and all the logistics involved with that, the warehousing of it, the distribution, you could just go right to the market. And we've gotten so much better at understanding the logistics. You don't wait for anything anymore in America these days. Think about it. There are things you can order. I don't like Amazon, but you can order something off Amazon. It can be delivered to you the same day. I'm not exaggerating that. I've seen it happen. So there's no waiting. You want to get something. The grocery stores aren't waiting. It's rare you wait on a product. It really is. Some places have mega DCs, distribution centers, ready to go. These are the Costco's and the American Furnitures. In places like this. And if you're willing to wait a day, it'll come right away. In the old days, man, you ordered out of a catalog. It took weeks to get. I remember this. I grew up with it. These kids, they don't know. You want information. You want something. I mean, there's something to deliver to you right away, no matter what it is. So we're that. We want that fast. We want our politics fast. We want our things to change immediately, no matter whether if we like it, don't like it. We want stuff changing immediately. Yeah, we don't want things lingering. So the Chinese understand our culture. We want it quick. So I'm reading this. The diplomatic cable from Beijing arrived in Washington late Friday night with systematic edits to a nearly 150-page draft trade agreement that would blow up months of negotiations between the two world's largest economies. This is three government sources and three private sources that were briefed on what the Chinese did. The document, they say, was riddled with reversals by China that undermined core U.S. demands. And in each of the seven chapters of the draft trade deal, China had deleted its commitments to change laws to resolve core complaints that caused the U.S. to launch the trade war. Theft of U.S. intellectual property and trade secrets, forced technology transfers, competition policy, and access to financial services and currency manipulation. Now, Donald Trump responded saying he vowed to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%, and it will happen during their trade visit. And let me tell you why this is happening, because the Chinese play the long game. The Chinese see what's going on with the Democrats, and they say, you know what, we want to bet on the Democrats. If we can stall this long enough, maybe Joe Biden will be president. Joe Biden is of the Clinton ilk. The Clintons sold secrets to the Chinese. The Clintons were bought buyable. They're easy to be bought off. In fact, all Democrats are. If we play our cards right, we have billions of dollars from the United States economy that we can put into that election cycle, and we'll get them what they need. We'll get exactly what we need. And you know what? Things will go back to normal, just like they were under Barack Obama, who our trade deficit rose every single year and the most dramatic rises during the time of his presidency. Go look at the numbers. You don't have to believe me. I mean, it was bad under Bush. It was bad under whomever, but it just goes straight. It's an exponential curve that's headed straight up, certainly geometrical. Billions and billions of your dollars being spent overseas in the, using my finger quotes, trade war. The only war that's been happening in trade is the war against the American taxpayer. That's the war we've been fighting and losing. It is the Chinese don't consider this a war. They consider this a bonanza. In war, let me tell you can fight and win against, we won against the Japanese. Let me tell you, it wasn't the win that we had against Japan doesn't pay off nearly as big as the war that we have in so-called trade for the Chinese. So Donald Trump recognizes, he says, look, I know what you're doing. One, you think I'm going to lose, and so you're trying to stretch this out so you can negotiate with a Biden or a Kamala Harris or somebody It ain't going to happen. I'm going to jump you right now. And even Chucky Schumer says, I agree with the way Donald Trump is handling China. Chucky Schumer didn't say this when Barack Obama was president and he was throwing money over to China, because that's what leftists do. He didn't, I mean, it's hard to believe, and I told everybody the other day, maybe we talked about it, but I said Chuck Schumer even just barely agreeing with Trump is a huge sign. It is a sign that tells you that Donald Trump is more likely to win, and rest assured, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, Donald Trump will win re-election. I don't care if they expose his taxes. I don't care if they expose his dirt, any laundry that he has in his house. He's going to stay the 45th president of the United States for another 4 years. There's nothing the Democrats can do about it. But it doesn't mean that the world isn't thinking of and hoping for it and maybe even plotting for it. So all I'm saying is, think about how the politics of what the Democrats do influence what others are doing. This trade deal was effectively done. And the Democrats pushing, you know, Trump, pushing on him, making it look as if he's not going to make it. You're in big trouble if you, Trump's not going to be president, and the Chinese completely reverse. Now, the good news for us is Donald Trump gets it, and you can bet he's going to make the left understand that you can't be stealing our intellectual property and trade secrets and forcing our technology transfers. It's not going to happen. And I watch, there's going to be more Democrats coming on to this, joining the president pretty soon, which isn't going to bode well for them in the election. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacting to North Korea's latest missile test.
Well, we're looking at it very seriously right now. There were smaller missiles, short-range missiles. Nobody's happy about it, but we're taking a good look, and we'll see. We'll see. The relationship continues, but we'll see what happens. I know they want to negotiate. They're talking about negotiating, but I don't think they're ready to negotiate.
Also on Thursday, the U.S. government said they seized a North Korean ship that's used to transport coal that was in violation of sanctions. Many people living in southeast Texas are dealing with severe flood damage.
And they had to pull my sister out through the bathroom window because she couldn't get out either doors. So it was a lot.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Now, that flooding and severe weather is stretching all the way east from Texas to Louisiana, Mississippi, and parts of Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So there was an article written by a guy's name is Kevin Brock, and he's the former assistant director of intelligence for the FBI. He was a FBI special agent for 24 years, principal director of the National Counterterrorism Center, and he wrote a piece in The Hill. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And this piece in The Hill caught my attention because he said Comey's in big trouble. This is one of Comey's old guys. This is one of his compadres, right? This is the guy who understands the FBI, understands how all this stuff works. This is not Kevin Jackson, but Kevin Brock, part of the FBI, special agent for 24 years, principal director for the National Counterterrorism Center, former assistant director of intelligence for the FBI. I repeat that because I want you to understand this is an FBI guy. Comey was not an FBI guy. You know, Comey, we're researching this, but I think he may be the only FBI director that did not have any law enforcement experience. Yeah. Something to think about. Anyway, here's what Kevin Brock writes. He says, James Comey's planet is getting noticeably warmer. Attorney General William Barr's emissions are the suspected cause. I like that he put it into global warming terminology. He goes on, he says, Barr has made it plain that he intends to examine carefully how and why Comey, his FBI director, decided that the Bureau should investigate two presidential campaigns, and if, in doing so, any rules or laws were broken. And in light of this, fired former FBI director has apparently has decided that photos of him on Twitter standing amid tall trees and in the middle of empty country roads, acting all metaphysical, is no longer a sufficient strategy. You guys recall, I joked that Comey would do these very, what was the guy's name? Deepak Chopra type sayings, you know, with these biblical things. Ah, standing in nature, one sees, you know, the oneness of it all, or whatever. And it would just crack me up. What's he thinking he's doing? He says, no, Comey has realized probably too late that he has to try to counter more directly the narrative being set by the unsparing attorney general, whose words in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee last week landed in the Trump opposition world like holy water on Linda Blair. Shrieking heads haven't stopped spinning. Further, Lindsey Graham, just so you know, he asked A.G. Barr during one of the Senate, I think the Senate hearing, he goes, did you like the way Comey handled the investigation into Clinton? He goes, no, I don't think it was right at all. Remember when Comey made the comment something along the lines of, no, there's not a prosecutor worth his weight who would have taken this case. And what's his face? You guy I used to like a lot. Trey Gowdy came out and said, I know prosecutors who would have taken the case right away. Right? And then here's A.G. Barr going, oh, yeah, I'm your Huckleberry. So he goes on. He says, and so we've seen Comey get real busy lately. First, he penned a curious op-ed in the New York Times. Then a Times reporter, with whom Comey has cooperated in the past, wrote a news article exposing an early controversial investigative technique against the Trump campaign in an attempt to get out in front and excuse it. I told you guys that. I said, look at all these New York Times op-eds, all these different things. It is an attempt for the New York Times to say, we're being fair. You know, after the fact, we're being fair. They're the ones that told the thief, they're watching your house, and they said, hey, yeah, Kevin's left. And then the thief comes and robs you, and then after the fact, the New York Times comes along and says, you know, I did see some people go in there after you left, but, and they pretend that they didn't know. They're the ones that sent the thief to get their cut. It says, next Comey's scheduled to be encouraged on a friendly cable news town hall. I don't know what it is he links to it in the article. But he goes on, he says, in the op-ed, Comey trotted out his now familiar St. James shtick, freely pronouncing on the morality of others. He sees himself as a kind of pontiff of the Potomac. I don't know why that word just looked funny to me all of a sudden, my dyslexia. Anyway, working his beads, but comes across more like an unraveling Captain Queeg working his ball bearings. Comey adjudged the president is amoral. He declared the attorney general to be formidable, but lacking inner strength. Unlike, the inference is clear, Comey himself. A strategy of insulting the executioner right before he swings his axe is an odd one, but then Comey has a long record of odd decisions and questionable judgment. Oh my gosh, we are in the throes of creating something that I think is going to really blow your mind when we sort of connect the dots on all of this stuff that you've been seeing. We're going to make it visual. It's an awesome production. I can't wait to show you guys. Guy continues, the writer, he says, amoral leaders, referring to the president, have a way of revealing the character of those around him, Comey wrote, without a hint of irony or self-awareness. Those whom the former FBI director assembled around him probably rue the day they ever met the man. Most are now fired or disgraced for appalling behaviors that Comey found easy to manipulate to advance his decisions. Then, just to make sure his op-ed was odd-salted to the max, Comey mused that the president, quote, eats your soul in small bites. Now, I paused there because I didn't know he wrote this statement, but I will tell you, that statement just makes me go, what? What? The author himself, he pauses. He goes, okay, let's step back for a moment. And what I love about this piece is that it captures exactly what you would do. He did what I did. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. He says, Comey appears to be in trouble. His strange, desperate statements and behaviors betray his nervousness and apprehension. In a way, it's hard to watch. Folks, let me remind you. First of all, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm reading an article from a guy named Kevin Brock, who was 24 years in the FBI, and he was assistant, you know, director of the FBI intelligence or intelligence group or unit or whatever they call it. And he's making an assessment of Comey that I would have made, that I think you would have made. I've been making this assessment. I said, if I were James Comey, I'd be shaking in my little baby seal leather boots because I'm telling you, there is nowhere for this clown to run. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It is hard to watch a guy ruin his career. It was hard. It's like watching the Kavanaugh hearings and watching these people accuse an innocent man of something that didn't happen. And you're just going, you got to be kidding me. Even though I find that far worse, I find that the people who would dare accuse a man of something that he didn't do and those who would promote it are the most despicable people on the planet. And this includes the Fox News folks that would fire me over pointing that out. Sorry, but that's just the truth. That's the way I feel. You point out the truth. The people trying to ruin lives. I'm appalled that James Comey, who calls himself a law enforcement officer at some point, now he's disgraced. And instead of just saying, you know what, guys? This was done wrong. I've been on the take, on the payroll, you know, in the bag, in the corner of, you know, tipping the scales, whatever, and it's time that it ended. I'd have more respect for him. If you think that's going to happen, you're out of your mind. So the author goes on, Comey will claim that everything he did, that he did in the FBI was by the book. But after the investigations by the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz and U.S. Attorney John Huber, along with Barr's promised examination are completed, Comey's mishandling of the FBI and legal processes will be fully exposed. Those are not my words, folks. Those are the words of Kevin Brock, a guy who served in the FBI for 24 years. Ideally, he said, Barr's examination will aggregate information that addresses three primary streams. And this is what got me. Honestly, when I was thinking about talking about this story, I was going to start there, but I felt like the backdrop, the way this guy wrote this, was important. But it's those three things that I want to get into. Do we have time? We're pushing it, according to my producers. So I may have to vamp for a minute. It's so tough for me to figure out what to do. Look, folks, I'm going to get into these three areas, these three primary streams, when we come back. But here's what I want you to understand about Comey. We wrote a piece about him and that he's a fixer. He's been put there to work for the Clintons. The unraveling of Comey is truly probably going to be the epicenter of it all. But I don't mean that he's the centerpiece. He's not. But as that unravels, the blast wave is going to get to everybody else. So when we come back from the Kevin Jackson Show, we're going to be back to talk about three reasons this guy says Comey's in big trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
James Comey on the hot seat. Indeed he is. Article I'm reading from is a guy written by a guy named Kevin Brock. He's a former assistant director of intelligence for the FBI, and he was an FBI special agent for 24 years, then became the principal deputy director of the National Counterterrorism Center. And he says Comey is on the hot seat. Indeed, Comey's on the hot seat. I've said it. I said Comey's, to look at his testimony, the things that he's done, it's easy. I'm no legal beagle, but I know when somebody's in trouble. So he says the first thing that Barr is going to look at is whether the investigations into both presidential nominees and the Trump campaign were adequately, in Barr's words, predicated. This means he will examine whether there was sufficient justification under existing guidelines for the FBI to have started an investigation in the first place. The Mueller report's conclusion makes this a fair question for the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign. Comey's own pronouncement That the Clinton email case was unprosecutable makes it a fair question for that investigation. Before we go into the second one, understand this. We all know that this investigation was prompted by Christopher Steele's document. So we also all know that that document is completely rubbish, to use a British term. So how do you start an investigation? What happens when Comey is back on before the Hill, you know, talking to people? By the way, this article was in the Hill. This wasn't in some conservative publication. This is the Hill, an FBI guy questioning what Comey's doing. This is not good for them. Welcome back, folks, to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where I tell you, you may not, I don't know where you're getting your news. I don't know where what people are telling you, but I'm giving you what I believe is the unvarnished truth, hopefully entertaining at times. But just to tell you, this is how you connect the dots. I want you to ask yourself a year ago if you think that the Hill would have been writing an article from a former FBI agent about what Comey is doing. They could have done it then. There's not a whole lot of information. I guess you could say, well, Kevin, the Mueller report's out and AG Barr's there. But much of this information was still available for this FBI guy. You think he didn't try, others didn't try to write this stuff? Why did they finally decide to publish an op-ed of an FBI guy that's against Comey? A leftist rag. This is why I'm telling you, you got to learn how to connect these dots. So not only is Barr going to look into why did you start this investigation against Donald Trump, he's going to look into why is it you stopped? Why is it you said that the case against Hillary was unprosecutable? And he says the second part of this thing is whether Comey's team obeyed long-established investigative guidelines while conducting the investigations, and specifically, if there was sufficient truthful justification to lawfully conduct electronic surveillance of an American citizen. You know the answer. Of course there wasn't. That point one leads into point two. What guidelines, what check boxes were there that you went, okay, we have this, we have this, we have this. This allows us to launch the investigation. And he finally says the third will be an examination of whether Comey was unduly influenced by political agendas emanating from, get this, the previous White House, its Director of National Intelligence, that would be James Clapper, CIA Director, that would be John Brennan, and the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, or Eric Holder. Take your pick. He says, this, above all, is what's causing the 360-degree head spins that he alluded to earlier when he made the reference to Linda Blair in The Exorcist. He says, there are early indicators that troubling behaviors may have occurred in all three scenarios. Barr will want to zero in on a particular area of concern, the use by the FBI of confidential human sources, whether its own or those offered up by then CIA director. Wow. It's going to get ugly. Happy New Year, folks. I know we're in the early part of May, heading towards the middle, but you know what? Happy freaking New Year. Merry Christmas to you. You're about to get... What did you get for Christmas last year? No. What did you get for Christmas over the last decade? What was put under your tree? What were you most excited about? Because let me tell you, whatever it was, it will pale in comparison to what you conservatives, you pragmatic Republican libertarians, whatever you want to call yourselves, you're about to get Christmas presents that'll last you a lifetime. He says, without diving into the weeds, it's important to understand that FBI counterintelligence investigations generally proceed sequentially from what is called a preliminary investigation or inquiry, a PI, to a full investigation, an FI. To move from a PI to an FI, from a preliminary investigation to a full one, requires substantial information, quote, predication, indicating investigative targets acted as agents of a foreign power. This is problematic for Comey in light of the Mueller findings. There are strict guidelines governing when the FBI can task a confidential source or governmental undercover operative to collect against a U.S. citizen. Normally, this is restricted to a full investigation and normally restricted to the United States, not overseas. Comey sent people to London. He sent people to Russia. He sent people all over to try to figure out how he could frame Donald Trump. He says there's a sense that the Comey team was not checking the boxes. They did not have the adequate predication. May have tasked sources before an investigation was even officially opened. I'll get it out, I promise. Barr should pull case files and dig in on this, and you can bet he is. And in addition, the cast of characters leveraged by the FBI against the Trump campaign all appear to have their genesis as CIA sources, assets, is what they say in the agency vernacular, shared at times with the FBI. From Stephen Halper, possibly Joseph Mifsud, to Christopher Steele and Carter Page himself, and now a mysterious government investigator posing as Halper's assistant and cited in a New York Times article, raised legitimate questions arise as to whether Comey was manipulated in the furthering of CIA political operation more than an FBI counterintelligence case. That is where things really get ugly for John Clapper. John Brennan. Some of the media have suggested that the Times article was an attempt by the FBI to justify its early confidential sources. But the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, has shown that he would like to excise the cancerous tumor that grew during Comey's time and not just keep smoking. It's hard to imagine current FBI executives trying to justify past malfeasance. So it's possible that the FBI will continue on this road of cover-up, but I suspect that with the new sheriff in town and understanding the futility of future actions like that, Christopher Wray is going to err on the side of smarts. He continues, James Comey is right to be apprehensive. He himself ate away at the soul of the FBI, not in small bites, but in dangerously large ones. It was a dinner for one, though. His actions are not indicative of the real FBI. The Attorney General's comprehensive investigation is welcome, and if done honestly and dispassionately, it will protect future presidential candidates of both parties and redeem the valuable soul of the FBI. That's the end of the article. Now, I feel sorry for the FBI people that I and many of you probably revered. I remember saying, man, they'll look at you like the FBI. You know, because it was always like, these guys will come in and they can find the dirt. If you're hiding something, the FBI will find it, and they'll do it fairly. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've watched too many shows, seen too many AGs and their political agendas to believe that, you know, these people in power don't make things happen at a level that we can't even comprehend. But I still believe that, as this guy writes, that the soul of the FBI is honest. But I think it was corrupted under Comey. And I think that unless somebody at the level of Christopher Wray or whomever decides they're going to turn this thing around, they're going to lose Americans forever, because I've become jaded, and I would predict most of you have as well. So what do we do? What's going to happen? I think Comey's got to go down first, and I think that's going to create something that the Democrats have never seen. And I'll be honest with you, there's a part of me that is waiting to say, I told you so.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.